Hello, Courageous Hustlers, and welcome back to another episode. I am so excited for today's special guest. My girl, Adia Thompson White, is absolutely phenomenal, but I want to give you her official bio. She is a life coach and a keynote speaker who is dedicated to helping women overcome overwhelm so that they can step into purpose and create the life that they love. Adia's journey is one of resilience and self-discovery. Following a major depressive episode in 2018, she embarked on a path of healing through therapy, medication, and the power of prayer. Her personal journey has allowed for her to develop invaluable tools to help her live a life that she loves. She has courageously shared her transformative healing journey on social media, and her story serves as a beacon of hope and inspiration for others to embark on their own healing journey. Through her life coaching expertise, she encourages individuals to find purpose, overcome obstacles, and ultimately create the life that resonates with their deepest desire. So, without further ado, let's get into today's show. Welcome to the show, Adia. I am so excited that you took time out of your day today and come and spend with me, have this conversation. I am so excited about today's episode.
I'm excited too. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes. And listen, I think that the conversation today is going to be really good because I feel like I've been really intentional about talking about just wanting to be happy and finding joy. So I'm so excited about this topic. Yeah. And, you know, for those listeners out there, do you mind sharing a little bit about who you are, what you're currently working on, and so forth?
Sure. So my name is Adia, which in Swahili means God's gift or gift of God. And so it took me a little while to grow into my name, but I love it. So I always say I'm gift of God. I'm mom. I am friend, sister, auntie, fashionista, sports fanatic, and life coach. So I help women overcome overwhelm, walk in their purpose, and create a life they love. So basically, women like me who are just tired of just surviving and want to figure out how to really thrive in life.
I love that. And what? Let me ask you this: what got you into life coaching?
Ooh, my own personal experience. So in 2018, the end of 2018. I had a major depressive episode, and it really came from being completely overwhelmed, trying to be everything to everyone, not knowing how to say no. And I just burned out and really just, you know, kind of collapsed. And so through my own journey of healing and recovery and through therapy and prayer, I kind of developed tools and, you know, kind of my own systems to help me find joy again in life. And so, you know, people were asking me because they noticed a difference and they were asking me, what are you doing? You know, how are you able to make this change? And I just started sharing with my family and friends. And then I realized, you know, I really could start helping other women like me, so that they don't end up crashing and help them just find joy.
Oh, I love that. That's like what I love about that too, is because I feel like so many people could relate to that. The fact that like depression, anxiety, all the mm-hmm. things that really try to come and steal happiness, joy, yeah. excitement. And sometimes we do actually confuse, I've heard this many times, and I feel like I know this for sure. Every time I jump on a stage, I feel a bunch of anxiety. And I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't anxiety. This is excitement. So let's roll with excitement. Yeah. So do you mind sharing a little more about like, what would be some of the practical things people could do to start shifting that mindset of sadness or, you know, depression?
Absolutely. I am a big proponent of affirmations. And really, when I started therapy, that was the first thing that my therapist really worked with me on. And that is really making sure that I understood who I am, I'm a Christian, so who God sees me and, who he made me to be. And so just kind of reaffirming that and getting my confidence up by reminding me of who I am. So that was the first thing. And I still use affirmations. And, I have post-it notes, on my bathroom mirror. I have them on my computer here. But just daily reminders because, not every day is perfect. I'm still on this journey. And so having those daily reminders of who you are and the fact that you can do this, I think are really, really good. The second thing that I did was start to recognize the beauty around me. And that's what I call finding joy in everyday moments. And, when I'm having a really hard day, I have to stop and think about, okay, what is one thing that I can do right now to bring me joy? And sometimes that's just stopping and having a quiet moment. Sometimes it's getting up and taking a walk. Or it may be reading a book, or it may be, texting with a friend, but just trying to find just that peace and that joy in the moment is so key. And I'm trying to think what else I did. Moving my body, exercise is really important. When we exercise, we release endorphins, and that increases your mood and that happiness factor. And so that's another thing that that I've done. And then prayer and meditation. Prayer and meditation are a big part of my daily routine, and just having that quiet time in the morning to set my day off. Off on the right foot is really good. It's really important.
I love that. I love that you're, and these are so, like, what I think what's interesting is that they're so practical. Like, it's not like, you have to go and do all this, like, really to find joy and even to just like to have that journey of self-discovery. It does take work, but they could be practical steps that you could actually do right now. You don't have to go and go somewhere to Bali and, like,
Absolutely. You can do it right where you are, right wherever you are. And so that's one of the things that I want to make sure that it's accessible and that you're right. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to invest in, these retreats and all of those things are great. I think that they are a great add-on, but for every day, you can just find little moments. And if you need peace and quiet, I've hidden in my closet before from the kids, and it's okay.
I love that. Listen, there's been times where I feel like, where can I go hide? The closet sounds like a good idea. And at the same time, I'm like, man, this little boy knows exactly where the closet is. He will find me. But I'm also like really happy to hear that I'm like not the only one that thinks that this way sometimes. Like, it is okay. It is okay to go hide
It is
somewhere.
okay. And I think that's something as women we have to normalize, and that's talking about our struggles so that we know that we're not alone. We're all going through the same things. We're just trying to raise these kids and make sure that they end up as good humans and we're working and we are taking care of parents. All of these things are common experiences. And so I think that when we normalize talking about the struggles we face in those experiences, then it helps us to feel like we're not alone.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, let me ask you this. What is like one experience that you've had where you feel like, and I like asking this question. I feel like I ask this question in almost every episode. What is one experience that you feel like you've gone through where it required for you to be a very courageous person that really shifted the trajectory of your life?
Oh, I would have to say the first time I talked about my own mental health and the journey that I'm on, still on, was terrifying. And I know now that it's my calling and it's my purpose to help other women. But at the time when I really felt that nudge from God to say, "Hey, you need to share. People are not talking about this." And so it's important that you become this example of, what a mental health journey looks like. I was terrified. I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't think you understand. I'm an introvert. I don't want people knowing my business. But I think when I realized that it was bigger than me, And once I started getting the comments and the DMs and the text messages from other women saying how much my story helped them, then it just propelled me to move forward. And like I said, that's how I got into coaching and how I've been able to help so many women.
I love that. You know, it's very interesting you say that because that's I mean, I've had a lot of courageous, courageous moments, but I feel like speaking my journey on a stage in front of people was probably one of the most terrifying moments looking back now, obviously. It's
Because
definitely.
you're being vulnerable and you're putting yourself
Absolutely.
out there. And anytime you do that, it's scary.
Yeah. And I mean, I've shared it on the podcast here before where, I talk about my mental health and I talk about how I literally checked myself into a mental institute. And so even saying it in that way and vocalizing it in that way, it sounds bad a little bit, but in the same token, like it was terrifying to tell people like, yeah, I lost my shit. And by the way, I went to a hospital for 5 days to get myself right. But so much courage came out of that because I feel like so many people were coming to me and asking me like, hey, I too went through something similar. So it was like it opened up the doors for other people to actually be able, it became very relatable. And it was crazy because you would think you see people and you think they're all buttoned up. And it's like, no, I'm not. I'm
No,
really not.
I'm really not. I'm really a hot mess. Like, don't think you understand how much of a hot mess I am. But I think, like you said, it makes us relatable because, one of my top values is authenticity. And I really think that when we are authentic and are ourselves and not afraid to be ourselves, then it just connects us to people on another level.
I love that. Do you feel like, and I love the fact that you did actually mention, like, let's normalize having some of these conversations on social media, right? Do you feel like sometimes these conversations, because they're not so sexy, they don't get so much traction, but are very necessary?
Yes, there are definitely days when I'm like sharing something very vulnerably, and it's like crickets, and
Yeah.
it's like, but wait a minute, I'm trying to share and I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
But I think that you just have to meet people where they are. And it's okay. It's okay if some people are not ready to embark on this journey. But I just think that if you continue to share, if I continue to share, then I think you have to hear things multiple times before it starts to sink in, before it starts to click. So
Absolutely.
yeah, I just have to remind myself that I'm doing this for a purpose, and don't be swayed by the numbers.
Yep, absolutely. Let me ask you this now that you even mentioned that, because you said I show up, I share something vulnerable, and it's sometimes like crickets, right? Obviously, the coach in me wants to tell you, like, oh, it's probably because people don't want to say they're crazy or like they agree with you or whatever, right? But how do you find the courage to keep going? What do you do to actually keep pushing yourself forward in moments like that?
I think it comes from my faith, because there are multiple times when many times when I want to quit. Like, I quit at the end of last year. I'm back, but
I quit yesterday.
may only last for a couple minutes, but I think it's just constantly God reminding me that I have called you for this purpose. This is not about you. I really don't care how you feel. And it just reminds me that I can do it afraid and it's okay. And then I think about all the people in the Bible. I think about how God sent Moses to go to the Pharaoh to tell him to let the Israelites go. And Moses was like, but I'm stuttering. Like, I can't do this. But he was the one that was chosen. And so I have to remember that in spite of my imperfections, and no matter how much of a hot mess I am, I have been chosen for this. And so I don't always remember that.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do need that nudge from God and from the Holy Spirit to just say, it's okay, keep going.
Seriously. Yeah. And I love that. I love that it's like, man, this is really, most of this is all faith, right? Most of
That's
this,
right.
we're operating only out of faith and
That's
not
right.
fear. And
Yep.
so I love that. Now, do you think, well, it's not really, do you think, what do you say when people are constantly in a state of like, I'm not meant to be happy? What do you say to that?
I say, again, I lean on my faith, and one of my favorite scriptures is that, God wants us to live life, but he wants us to live it abundantly. And I think that we confuse an abundant life with a wealthy life, but abundance doesn't mean just wealth. Abundance means happiness, fulfillment, purpose. And so I believe that we all have been created for a purpose. We all have been created to be fulfilled and to live that abundant life.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting when you do have a conversation with a healed person, right? Versus when someone doesn't have the resources or they just don't have the capacity or whatever it is that they don't go to therapy or they don't join part of, programs or communities that help you grow your mindset to accepting the fact that joy is available to you as well, not just for me, not just for the
Right.
wealthy, not just for the rich, not just for the
Yes.
popular. It's available to all of us, right? And I feel like it's one of the only few things that you can actually still get for free, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And most people will discount themselves out of that race because they'll say, well, maybe I'm just not meant to be happy, or maybe joy and happiness is not for me. And
No.
I'm always kind of like, man, I feel like there's still so much for me to be grateful for every single day.
Absolutely. Gratitude is also a big part of changing your mindset. When you start to think about things that you are grateful for, you can't help but begin to feel happy and begin to feel joy. I had a boss who kept and still does keep a gratitude journal. Every day, he writes down three things that he's grateful for. And he did this even while his wife was going through cancer treatments. She eventually passed away, but he was able to continue on because of that practice, because he was still, even when she was sick, even when he lost her, he was still able to find things to be grateful for. And some days it's hard. Some days it's like, look, I'm grateful I woke up this morning. That's all I got. And it's okay, it's okay. You have to crawl before you can walk. And so it's okay if those first minutes or those first, few gratitude entries are, I'm just thankful I'm here. And then you can build upon that.
And do you think that when you become more intentional with those, prayers or even doing journal entries like that, that it gets even easier? Because sometimes you do out like everyone out here is always talking about like, oh yes, you should journal and you should do this and you should do that. And sometimes I do find myself having a hard time journaling. I will admit that, right? Even though it is part of my practice every day, gratitude is a huge part of like I immediately open my eyes and I'm already grateful for the fact that I can see.
Yeah, you're
Right?
right. It does get easier once you start to intentionally recognize. It's about intention. Once you start to really focus in on the things that you are grateful for, then it becomes like second nature. Like you said, when you open your eyes, you're automatically thinking about, I'm so thankful that I can see, and you without even thinking about it. And so, yes, it takes practice. And as long as you are intentional about it, it will get easier.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Love it. Now, let me I always like to ask all my guests, what are a couple of books that you feel like has really helped you in your journey of finding joy?
Yes. One of which is Atomic Habits. Atomic Habits by James Clear is one of my favorite books. And it's not necessarily related to joy, but for me, it was about finding a routine and, putting those things into practice so that I had time for joy. And you know, one of the things that I struggled with was being so overwhelmed, like I didn't even know like what to do. So, you know, putting routines into place and habits and building upon those habits was really key in freeing up my time so that I had the capacity, the thought capacity, the, you know, mental capacity, the, you know, whatever it is, physical capacity to actually have time for joy. And, you know, so that's one of my favorite books. A book that I'm reading right now is The Garden Within by Dr. Anita Phillips. And it is so, it's just so good. I can't even describe it. But one of the things that really stuck with me early on in the book, and it was a time, like I said, I was ready to quit at the end of last year because, you know, when you're going through, I'm, you know, going through some challenging things right now. And I thought that it disqualified me from being able to help other women. And one of the things that, you know, she really said is that your challenges are disconnected from your purpose. So just because you're having challenges doesn't mean that you're automatically disqualified from operating in your purpose. And so that really clicked with me, and that's something that helped me be like, okay, I'm back on it. I'm gonna get going again. But those two books, The Atomic Habits, which I read several years ago and I've gone back to over and over again, and then The Garden Within is a book that I'm reading currently.
Ooh, I love these recommendations. I have not heard of the second book, but I heard of Atomic Habits and I do have it. I just haven't finished it. I kind of feel like I grab it. I haven't committed to that one fully, but I should. And the other one I'm gonna have to pick up. I'm definitely gonna have to check it out because that's a good one. One of the things, it's so funny because just recently, I was having a coaching call with my coach. And he said something interesting. He asked me an interesting question, and it actually is making me think about that question today as we're having this conversation. He asked me, "How do you feel about yourself when you're by yourself?" Right? And I thought to myself, like, that's such a good question because when I actually sat down and I took inventory of how do I actually feel about myself when I'm by myself, and recognizing like I have a lot more that I think about, like it's a lot more than what I actually show the world, right? And so, and I think that the interesting thing about that question is too, is that what if you don't take inventory of how you feel about yourself, that may be sometimes tied to how you show up it to the world, right? And the
Absolutely.
reason why I'm even bringing that up is because sometimes we actually rob ourselves from joy because of how we feel. We feel like we're not worthy of the joy or the happiness or whatever. And so, you know, I bring this up because I kind of feel like it is so in line with what we're talking about, being able to be super intentional on, you know, the moments that you're looking for joy, the moments in the day, like, and sometimes, you know, life isn't perfect, right? Life be lifing, people be
Life
peopling.
and
Yeah. And there will be moments that will, there will be things that will happen that will come and try to steal your peace, your joy, your happiness. But how you feel about yourself when you're by yourself is what actually matters even more. And it's not to say that I don't feel happy when I'm with my husband or my kids or anything like that, but it truly does come down to, do you love yourself, right? The
That's
way
right.
you need to love yourself to be accepting of all of that.
And I'll take it one step further. How do you speak about yourself when you're by yourself? You know, I believe that, you know, there's life and death in the tongue, in the power of life and death are in the tongue. And so you can either speak life into yourself or you can speak death into yourself. And so that's why, again, I think affirmations are so important because that is speaking life. That is encouraging and positive. And so just remembering that, of course, we all have days when we're just not, you know, we're not feeling it. But that's when the affirmations come into play so that when you do have those days and then you go to your computer and it's like, Oh yeah, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. It's just that reminder.
And another thing too is the reason why I've been sitting with this question for a while. Like, I feel like this was maybe 2 3 weeks ago that I had this conversation. And the other reason why that question was so powerful to me was because it actually made me realize that there were certain things that I was holding on to. How I felt about myself when I was by myself was things that were, and it was maybe a little bit of a lack of a, lack mentality on my end, that I was still holding on to things that other people were saying about me that were not really me, right? And so I think it's so important to actually sit and take inventory of some of that, right? Where it's like what you're telling yourself about you may be somebody else's ideology, or maybe somebody else's, words, or it may be somebody else's belief, but is it yours? Is it really mine? And when I did that, I was like, wait a minute, I actually never said this about me. Someone else did.
Someone
So
else did.
why did I accept it? Because that little thing can actually steal, like pull you away from actually enjoying you or enjoying the things that are bringing you happiness around you.
Absolutely. And that's why so many of us have this trauma that we're trying to heal from. And it could be from when you were a kid and a teacher said something to you, like you're not going to be anything or you're not enough, or someone else important in your life just spoke negatively about you to you. And, that's when it's like, oh my gosh, I never realized I have not healed from that. And add on for me being a people pleaser. Oh my gosh. That
And
just compounded things. That's a
oh
whole
yeah, that's
other issue.
the people pleasing. Let me tell you, that's a whole nother episode. But I agree 100%. And that's how I know. Like, once I was taking inventory and I actually did a list, like things from like third grade were popping up. And I was like, dang, that was like back in 1989. Like, what are we talking about here? Right. And it's really because, like you said, words are so powerful. There's so much we give words so much power. And it could be something as simple as someone saying, you got big ears, or you got a big head, or you got a big butt. And it's like, it may not be super hurtful, but it was hurtful to you in that moment. And you made it mean something, right? And I made a lot of those statements mean something about me. And those are that's the garbage. That's the stuff that you do have to get rid of.
That's
And,
right.
I now kind of like how I feel about myself when I'm by myself has really improved since he asked me that question. Because
You're thinking about it.
I took inventory and I was like, I actually, not that I don't love company, I am also an introvert, right? Even though, you guys know me a little bit more as, the coach in certain communities, and, I'm always with the people, but it's like, but I really actually love staying by myself. And
Oh
even
my
though
God.
I enjoy having conversations with myself, and I'd be coaching myself, and I have a full-blown therapy session with myself, and
I know. That's the danger of being a life coach. It's like you then you turn all those things on yourself. And sometimes I was talking to a friend the other day, and it's like sometimes it doesn't work. So sometimes it's like, how can I help all these other women, but I can't help myself? So it's like coaches need coaches too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. So, Adia, it's been such an amazing, I love this conversation, and I feel like you and I
So
need to have a whole couple of other conversations, 'cause I
good.
feel like the people pleasing itself, that's
That's a
a
whole other
conver
thing. Woo.
yeah, that'll be a whole nother conversation. So, where can people find you? Where can people get in connected with you and learn more about you and all the amazing things that you're doing?
Sure. You can follow me on all social, Thrive with Adia, ADIA. Or you can visit my website, thrivewithadia.com. And because we're talking about joy, I have a joy checklist that I put together a few months ago that I shared in my community. And so if your listeners go to thrivewithadia.com, .com/joy, then they can get access to that checklist. And so
Oh,
it's just
that's
a
amazing.
reminder for you to find joy in little moments. And there are some suggestions there and a place for you to like kind of write out your own. So,
Ooh,
yeah.
I love this. And I will make sure I put all these details in the show notes
Okay.
so all of y'all could go and pick this up.
Awesome.
Listen, get connected, get plugged. Adia is always doing amazing things, and I'm super grateful that that we're connected and that, I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to you about this. I feel like there were so many good parts of this conversation that I can't wait for us to roll this out.
I know, I can't wait for everyone to hear this because, like you said, I think there are some really good parts. We might need a part two on that people pleasing.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to be pending on part two. And until the next one, thank you so much. I
Awesome.
appreciate
Thank
you.
you. Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. As always, please go ahead and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. All those handles are here on the show notes. And also make sure you give us a rating. We would love to be able to grow this community. Share this podcast with anyone you believe is going to be blessed by this information. Make sure to subscribe so you can get notified of our next episodes dropping. And until next time, stay courageous.